I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Reporters Without Borders just announced that the Arab Spring has resulted in stricter internet censorship. This is a problem for Christ seekers in particular. It makes finding information about Jesus even harder in an area with few Christians to talk about him. But HCJB Global is responding with radio. People are being trained right on the ground, Wayne Peterson says.
Even though they do the training and do the programming at great risk, when they talk about it, they said, Jesus risked it all for me. How can I do anything less?
Next, a Global Aid Network team will feed 5,000 children, plus teachers and parents, this week in Guatemala. That's a lot of mouths to feed, but it's not the result of any new crisis. Guatemalan children are just hungry. Gaines Steve Watson is in Guatemala right now, and he says some of the students are walking miles for a meal.
They're hungry, not only for food, but for the gospel.
Pray for a response like Gaines has seen elsewhere in Guatemala.
In the last few years since we've been working here, they've planted several hundred churches just through working in the schools. Teachers are becoming believers. They're, starting house churches.
And handmade paper beads are the foundation of a new ministry for Baptist Haiti Mission. One of the missionaries discovered a business model in Haiti that helps people take discarded materials and repurpose them into items for sale. She took that idea to a church partner and launched Curie Dea, a business that helps women earn money to support their families through the sale of handmade paper bead jewelry. Once it gets off the ground, it'll open doors for the gospel as these believers train other women in their neighborhoods. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the people of North Africa and the Middle East, as well as getting a chance to win a free trip to Israel. You can get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help you pray, as well as a link to the contest at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.